Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We have a packed show here today. No Mike Sempervivi joining us here today, but he'll return tomorrow. We do have plenty of stuff to talk about one way or the other. Dave Meltzer is going to be joining us in about 15 minutes. We'll be talking about the latest stories from the newest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. And then it is Ring of Honor week here on the program. Ring of Honor Final Battle is taking place tomorrow night on pay-per-view. All of this week, we have had Ring of Honor guests that continues today and tomorrow. Today, we're going to be joined by Jay Briscoe talking about the match coming up on the show tomorrow, a tag team six-man battle. It's going to be a lot of fun. Adam Cole is going to be joining us on the show tomorrow. A lot of big matches for the ROH show. We'll talk about that on the program today, as well as last night's WWE Takeover from London. What did you think of the show? A lot of big matches. We had a great opener. We had a great main event. Not at the level of some former Takeover, some previous Takeover events, but still a really, really good show. Samoa Joe in the main event challenging Finn Balor for the NXT title. Finn Balor beat him with a double foot stomp off the top rope in a very, very good match. And Asuka and Emma in the opener was awesome. We'll talk about that show today here. I've got a lot of news on a lot of different subjects, including the return of Total Divas. And I mention that because the press release here has got some information on some of the storylines coming up for this season of Total Divas. And they've got some great lines here about everybody's favorite redhead, Eva Marie. We'll talk about that on the show today and so much more back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to get into here today. Jay Briscoe joining us in the final segment of the show. Dave Meltzer will be up in the next segment. Last night, WWE's NXT TakeOver event. As I'm sure a lot of you are well aware, if you've been watching both of these products, NXT is, how can I say this? It's a better product. There's no two ways about it. It is a more enjoyable show 90% of the time. Raw was good on Monday. I enjoyed the Raw show. I thought the main event segment with Roman Reigns was great. But we've seen a lot of really, really bad Raws. Every takeover has been good to great. Last night was no exception. When we watch the Raw show, we can sit there and pick apart every single segment, it seems. And sometimes it seems like we go overboard with the criticism. Sometimes a show is so bad that we struggle to find something good to say about what happened on Raw. This takeover show here, as usual, was awesome. And I'm going to get my two criticisms out of the way first. I only have two criticisms about this show. The first is the obvious that I think everybody would mention, and that is Hunter got destroyed by Roman Reigns on Sunday. And here on Wednesday, he's back there opening up the show talking about, hey, we're here. I've gotten my ass kicked before. It'll happen again. But I'd have to be killed to miss this show here tonight. I understand that he is the Vince McMahon of this brand. And you know what? It would be one thing if this was his official return after he'd been beaten up by Roman Reigns. If the guy had been laid out, smashed and destroyed, and he just has amazing recuperative powers, and he was already back on Wednesday, I guess you could say, well, maybe he should have stayed out a little longer. But if it's his return, it's his return. Problem is, SmackDown, which airs tonight, the storyline on SmackDown is that he's gone and he has not been seen. I just saw him last night. So they're playing up on one show that the guy is badly injured and nobody knows where he is. And they're playing up on TakeOver that, hey, the guy's back. I didn't think that he needed to be there. There was nothing that he did on the show that was of any importance whatsoever. He literally showed up, he introduced the show, and that was it. Anybody could have done that, or they didn't have to do it at all. The show was great. We didn't need some guy introducing it and saying, hey, we brought this show to you. He could have done it before the show went on the air. But I guess in order to be, hate to use this term, but I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. In order to be worshipped, he killed his other storyline to come back early and introduce this event to everybody. That's my one criticism. The other criticism is not really a big one because I don't know what they're going to do with her, but they've been doing a great job building up Nia Jax, and they brought her out for the match with Bayley, the NXT Championship match, and they very clearly wanted fans to believe that Nia Jax was going to beat Bayley for the title. And in order to do that, they had her hit her finish. Her finish is a leg drop. She does this side slam deal, the sidewalk slam. She slams the girls down to the mat, and then she drops a leg on them, the Hulk Hogan leg drop. That's her finish. And last night, she dropped the leg on her, And then she dropped the leg on her again and again and again. Four leg drops she dropped on Bayley, and Bayley kicked out of everyone. So she essentially, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, at the end of the day, Bayley won. The match was not really that great, but they told such a good story, which is the simple story, the Awesome Kong versus Gail Kim story, the giant monster versus the small girl who has no hope. And Bayley kicked out of everything. She finally put her in a guillotine. Nia Jax slammed her way free, which, by the way, is the other part of her finish. Bayley put the guillotine on again. She got slammed again. And finally, she puts it on a third time. Nia Jax collapses, and Bayley gets the win. And the place went crazy. They did such a good job telling the story that the place went crazy, and it really wasn't that good a match. But I would have liked if they would have protected Nia Jax's finish a little bit better. But that out of the way, those are the only criticisms. If you have not seen this show, first off, if you have the network, I don't know why you haven't seen this show, but the opener with Asuka and Emma was awesome. Asuka is such a great worker that I'm pretty much convinced she could have a great match with any human being on this roster. In fact, I know that Mike had been requesting the Asuka and Eva Marie match. I don't know when we're going to get it, but I would bet that Asuka could give Eva Marie the best match of her whole entire career. I have no doubt in my mind. These two girls, and granted, Emma's very good. I think that if you fixate on Emma's goofy dancing gimmick, and the gimmick where not only did she dance, but as a worker, she was clumsy. That was a gimmick. She's actually a very, very good worker when she's allowed to just go in there and work. She'd been on the indie scene forever before she went to, she trained with Lance, she'd done indies, and she went to NXT. Very, very good. And so it's not a surprise that these two had a really good match, but I mean, they had a great, great, great opener, and Asuka ended up winning. They trolled the fans. Everybody loves Asuka. And so they tried to convince the fans that Emma was going to hand Asuka her first big defeat via screwjob, because Dana Brooke was out there. And the whole idea was, let's do everything that we normally do to lead to a screwjob. We'll do our ref bump. We'll do the deal where the heel tries to use a gimmick, but the babyface grabs it, the referee turns around, sees it, and is about to do the DQ. We'll do the visual submission when the referee is not. They did everything. And the fans were convinced at the end that Emma was going to hit her with Dana Brooke's belt and pin her. And as she reared back to do the terrible deed, Asuka kicks her right in the head and pins her. It was awesome. This was a great match. Tag team titles on the line. Enzo and Cass challenging the Mechanics. Dash and Dawson. Dash and Dawson got the win. And not only did they get the win, they got the win clean. They beat Enzo Amore with their finish, which is like a superplex into a lung blower, which is an awesome finish. Very good match. Long heat segment. Not a blowaway match or anything like that, but it was very good. And I don't know what this means. Whenever I watch a show like this with developmental and I see finishes, I always try and figure out, what does this mean? Why did Enzo and Cass not win? And my only conclusion was, I mean, they're super popular, so maybe they're going to bring up the team. Maybe they're going to bring up Big Cass, of course, because he's big. Maybe these two are going to split up and one of them is going to go heel. I don't know, but I thought that was a very interesting finish there. Also interesting was Baron Corbin beating Apollo Crews with his finish clean. They've been pushing Apollo Crews hard. He's a good worker, and he looks great. But they beat him. They're obviously very, very high on Baron Corbin. They have put him in main events on all of the house show tours in the UK, or most of them. They have pushed him super hard on Breaking Ground. Obviously, they have plans for the guy. He may be next in line to challenge for the title. That may be where they're going here. Maybe they're going to be bringing up Apollo Crews. I took one look at the guy, and I just thought, man, if Vince sees this guy, he's going to be salivating to bring this guy up. But if you watch the match, Crews still has things that he could work on. So all I can figure is that either A, they're bringing up Baron Corbin, or B, Baron Corbin's probably next in line for the NXT title shot. We had the women's matches noted, and finally Finn Balor and Samoa Joe for the NXT title was just a great championship match. It was like the two guys decided, let's go out there and let's do a match and we'll pretend we're at the Tokyo Dome. And they went out there and they had a great New Japan style match. All of the high flying, the strong style, the striking battle in the middle of the ring. It was a very, very good match. And Finn Balor, who came out dressed as Jack the Ripper, won with his double foot stomp off the top rope. And it was great. So an excellent takeover event. If you have a chance to check it out on the WWE Network, I encourage you to do so. To the studio line, you're on the air. What's going on? Studio line. There we go. Sorry, Ed. Go ahead.
It's Ed in San Antonio. Brian, since it's ROH week, there's actually some big ROH news that you've yet to bring up this entire week, so I'm going to go ahead and do it for you.
All right, quick.
And that is, did you know that my good personal friend, Trina Michaels, is now working for Ring of Honor? And not only Ring of Honor, she's also working at Lucha Underground, so.
That's true.
Trina Michaels.
I know, that's true. I didn't hear about Ring of Honor, but I did hear that she started with Lucha Underground.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. I muted the wrong channel when Ed came on, so I may have missed my break. But hey, we're back. We're ready to go. Dave Meltzer is here on the line. Got the brand new edition of The Observer, which is up right now on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. We got stories on Conor McGregor winning the UFC title, Roman Reigns winning the WWE Championship. And Dave, a couple of days ago, not on this show, but another show, we were talking about Joe Rogan. I think we talked about it on the show. And the comments that he had made off air about Jose Aldo Jr. and how he looked soft. And today, Joe Rogan apologized. Did you see that?
Yeah, that wasn't meant for public consumption. And I don't think anyone was happy that it got out, but he did say it. But yeah, he apologized for it.
Yep. Said, people have posted photos of Aldo recently as well as from this fight, and he looked very similar, he said. Did you get that impression when you took a look at Aldo?
The thing is, I mean, it's like, and Brian, you know this. I mean, I think me and you were at a show, and I don't want to necessarily even say who the fighter was, but there was a fighter who had been busted for steroids, and he came back. And you and I, at that fight, as I recall, just go, oh, yeah, you know, we could see, you know, he looked different. And every other reporter said he looked exactly the same. I think it's because of the time that I spend in the gym and around people, and I noticed, like, physical differences. Like, so to me, yes, did I see something? Yes. Does that necessarily mean it could mean he trained different. It wasn't, like, marketable. It wasn't, like, giant differences. Like, other fights, and there have been, like, you know, Eric Silver, at least in T-Bauer, people like that, where you notice big differences. It was something that I know. I mean, I noticed it at weigh-ins. I noticed it at the fight. It doesn't necessarily mean something, but it doesn't necessarily not mean something either.
Well, the other thing, especially with this particular fight, is, I mean, the USADA thing is obviously making a big difference in UFC, but at the same time, it's not just the drug testing, but it's also no more IVs. And so
that's something. I mean, that to me is the difference in Chris Weidman.
Exactly.
Because with Chris Weidman, it was like he trained himself down in weight because he didn't want the hard weight cut because he wouldn't be able to replenish. So he went in, you know, between 189 and 192, and normally he's probably closer to 205. And so people go, he was smaller, and it's like that was part of it. And it could be the same thing. And Aldo, you know, Aldo was very vociferous about the IV thing. So in his case, that could be the same thing too.
Yeah,
you know,
him and Connor both, they cut a lot of weight. He's one of those guys.
Right. Now, Connor cut a ton of weight, but Aldo may have cut less weight, and that may be also why he looks smaller than McGregor in there, when usually he looks bigger than the guys because he usually cuts a ton of weight. So that it very well could be that.
There was also the comment.
There was a physical difference.
Yes, and there was also the comment that somebody made. I can't remember who it was, but and I don't even think they were talking about Aldo. They were just talking about Brazilian fighters in general, but they did bring up the Aldo fight, that you've got all of this testing, and now look, this guy gets knocked out in 13 seconds. And to me, it was sort of like, this guy could have been on everything in the world, and you get hit with that shot coming in that you're not expecting, and you're going down. It's nothing to do with USADA, the fact that fight ended in 13 seconds.
Well, but you never know. I'll tell you what, I have seen the difference between, and I, you know, again, whatever it is, I've seen guys that are all roided up in fights walk through punches that when they're not, they don't walk through. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean something in this fight, especially in a 13-second fight, because again, if this fight had gone five rounds and Aldo would have had great stamina in the fifth round, then whatever he did probably was smart. But, you know, that's one of those things in a fight. Anything can happen. That fight ended before anyone noticed. You know, I don't want to say it's a fluke, but I would learn a lot more about what he could and couldn't do if the fight had gone a round or two than this. This is, you know, we almost have a mystery as far as, like, you know, what happens in an Aldo McGregor fight? You know, because, again, that could happen to anyone at any time. It rarely does, but it could, and it's not necessarily, you know, it's not like Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm, where you watch it and go, like, man, Ronda needs to change her game. With this one, you know, it could be he just got caught, and that does happen.
And we got to keep in mind that when he got caught, he did catch McGregor at the same time. So it's not like McGregor avoided the shot and threw his own shot. I mean, he got hit to make that shot.
Well, he got hit because the guy on his way down knocked out. The arm kept moving, but it was
I know, but
yeah, they were both throwing at the same time.
Yes, it was a well-timed shot by Aldo.
What?
It was a well-timed shot by Aldo, but it was also a better-timed shot by Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
So we're looking here at one of the big buy rates in UFC history. And as we talked about a little bit last night on the show, Lorenzo Fertitta has come out just a couple of days ago. So we presume Conor McGregor got what he wanted with co-promotion for his fights, as Lorenzo said.
Hey, I don't know if he got a co-promotion. I don't know. He said that Conor will make $100 million in his career. That's a lot of, like I said, that's a lot of money, because like $100 million if he fights 20 fights at $5 million, I mean, 20 fights is a long time to be in main events. So that's asking a lot. Even 10 fights is a lot, and $10 million, you know, per fight, because that's $100 million is a ton of money, you know, unless all of a sudden he starts doing, you know, 2 million buys and gets a higher percentage, and you know, maybe can get, like I said, $20 million payoffs. And you know, it's economically, if he pulls in 2 million buys, he deserves $20 million payoffs.
Roman Reigns, new champion, and what kind of reports have you gotten for the reaction that he got on the SmackDown show?
He was cheered, but it wasn't like overwhelming, like or anything like that, like, you know, super cheers. But I mean, he was cheered. So, I think the best indicator will be in a couple of weeks when kind of like everything wears off, and then we kind of see where everything stands. I mean, they did a really good job on Sunday and Monday with him, and you know, it was definitely a step forward for him. And I mean, they went into Philadelphia, and I give him a lot of credit, because they, you know, he really easily could have gone and said, you know what, we're in Philadelphia, let's do this one in a more favorable city, because Philadelphia would be right on the list of the most unfavorable cities to do this, considering that's the city that turned on him in the first place. But they did, and they felt that they could pull it off with the storyline that they had, and they absolutely did. So more power to him.
Vince has balls.
Yeah, he absolutely does. I mean, there's no doubt. He wouldn't have had the life he's had if he didn't have guts, because, you know, he made a lot of, you know, he's done a lot of risks. And, you know, again, not all of them successful, you know, but enough of them have been that he's done, as far as the wrestling aspect goes, been very successful.
Let me ask you a question here, which is my job as an interviewer. So Monday is a Slammies, and there is voting for Superstar of the Year. Now, they claim, and I believe this, that the voting is pretty much always legitimate.
Now, yeah, Roman, I believe it's legitimate.
Okay, so Roman Reigns gets a lot of boos, but, I mean, there's a lot of people that like Roman Reigns. I mean, if you go to house shows, SmackDowns, I mean, there's a vociferous group that hates him and wants you to know it, but he does have a lot of fans. Now, if he wins Superstar of the Year with legitimate voting, mm-hmm. Do you think that there will be hardcore fans who immediately assume that the whole thing is rigged and they gave it to this guy because they want to push him down our throats?
Some people will, but you know, that's you know, you're always going to get that.
But my question is, do you think it would hurt him if he won?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, I remember once when I put something up about, you know, merchandise sales, you know, and his merchandise sales were doing pretty well. And I mean, there's people going, oh, you know, it's like, that has to be fake. And it's like, well, it wasn't fake. You know what I mean?
Well, their claim was they only brought Roman merchandise. So, of course,
well,
his numbers
they only brought Cena merchandise. There's a reason, that, you know. I mean, come on. You know,
it's
what I mean?
Supply and demand.
It's like there's a guy in charge at WWE, and his job is to make the most money for the company. I'm not talking about Vince McMahon. I'm talking about the guy who's in charge of what merchandise gets shipped out to what arenas. And they do it based on what sells at the arenas. So it's like, if there's not this plot, you know, people, oh, there's this plot and they only bring John Cena merchandise. No, it's that John Cena merchandise sells better than anybody else's, so that's why they bring more of it than anybody else. So, you know, you're the amount of merchandise you see at a newsstand, at the stands at a WWE live event is generally based on how sales for that stuff was done a couple of weeks ago when they made the shipping orders for the next set of tapings or shows.
This week's Observer has got a lot on both of these issues. What else do we have in the Observer this week? What other big stories did you write about?
Well, I just covered like all of the different cards, Moro Manalo going to SmackDown as an announcer.
Let's talk about that real quick, actually.
Yes.
So, I mean, he has pretty much flat out stated he's going to be Moro Manalo. And,
Yeah. Well, he can't not be, because he's going to still be doing Showtime Boxing, and it would be absolutely ludicrous for him to have a WWE name while doing Showtime Boxing under his real name.
So clearly they got him because they think he's a big deal.
They got him because he announced the Mayweather fight, and they knew that he was a wrestling guy, and they also wanted to make changes on SmackDown for the new year. So it was a combination of several different things, yeah.
Kind of Morrow, because Vince does not do SmackDown, and so he's not going to be in Morrow's...
Usually. He sometimes does.
Sometimes,
but usually
not.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be in Morrow's ear. I mean, are we going to get awesome Moro Ronaldo on SmackDown?
I think we will. I will say, at first we will, And then in time, it will depend on how the main people react to it. And if the main people are fine with it, then we will always get it. And if the main people go, hey, guess what, we want to change you, then we will not get it. And I mean, that's the simple thing. It's up to the guys in charge of the company what they want. And I, when it comes to some things, I can predict how they're going to react pretty good. When it comes to announcing, that's not one of them, because I don't necessarily understand their views on announcing. Because I think that, you know, a lot of times the announcing weakens the product, and to me that's very obvious at times. So I mean, like, you know, Mora's going to be as good as they let him be. But at first he's going to be Mora Ronaldo. There's not going to be anyone telling him before that first show, oh, by the way, don't do anything that you do. They're going to let him do what he does. And then in time.
Okay, actually, we got to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Good evening. Our top story is developing right now.
If you want to get the story, you need to see it for yourself.
When the fire torches in these trees,
meet people and talk to them.
And how many days have you been on the road traveling?
15 days.
Find out what happened and why.
We have this late breaking development. Sources within the U.S.
We go to the story so you get the story.
Has this taken something from the Paris that we all know and love?
Absolutely not. They didn't take it.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top quality floors, including 3/4 inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99 and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End of year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by Jay Briscoe. We'll be competing tomorrow night, final battle, December 18th, on pay-per-view, the big show of the year. Jay, how you doing today?
Doing good, man. How about you?
Are you driving with your brother to the show?
Yeah, well, we're doing some promos and stuff, so yeah, we're headed up.
Sounds very exciting. The match, obviously, is the Briscoes versus the Young Bucks versus the All Night Express to determine the number one contenders to the ROH World Tag Team titles. What are your thoughts on this match?
Well, you know, man, I mean, we're back doing the tag team thing, and we're just trying to get the titles back, man, trying to make it nine times, and running down with two damn good tag teams. So, you know, it should be a hell of a match, but as long as we come out on top, everything's good.
As you've mentioned in a million promos, you guys have been there since day one. We're talking well over a decade, and most of that period you guys have been a tag team. A decade is a long time. What keeps you guys going doing the tag team thing? I mean, you both did the singles thing for a while there, but you're back doing a tag team. What motivates you these days to continue doing tag team wrestling?
Well, I mean, you know, nowadays we got, you know, we're all old and they got kids and all that stuff. So, you know, we're just trying to support them and being the best tag team we can be. That's the best way we can do it. So we, you know, we just kind of keep going out there, keep grinding, just keep doing our thing. And I don't know, man, it's been a long time, but, I mean, we're still, thank God, we're still healthy, and we'll just keep rolling.
How many kids do you have between the two of you nowadays?
Well, we got seven between the two of us.
Oh, man. Wow.
I got three, and Mark got four.
Really? It seems like the last time I had you guys on the show was like 2-1. Just keep churning them out.
Mark popped him out pretty quick, man. He's, here soon. When is it? Gannon turns as. Okay, when my oldest daughter turns 5 years old, we'll have kids. My oldest son will be six, and then my daughter's five. And then, so we'll pretty much have them 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0.
Wow. So he
all the way down the line, man.
He has four and you have three. Is this a competition?
Well, yeah, I'm done now, though, man. I've got tapped out, but it's hard to tell what he's going to do.
So you've tapped out at three?
What's that?
You've tapped out at three?
Yeah, man, I think I'm good with three. I'm starting to run out of room in the house. But, yeah, you never know about Bart, man.
Is he thinking about the big number five?
Well, I mean, I don't know. How do you think about number five? He said he's going to take an intermission.
He's taking an intermission. I see. Well, that's good. A couple of months ago, there were stories that you guys might be on your way potentially to WWE. There were a lot of rumors about NXT. And the next thing you know, Ring of Honor announces re-signed the Briscoes. And some people were surprised. Some people were not. Obviously, you've got your outside business dealings. So it's not like, you know, you'd have to uproot and probably go to Florida and everything. What was your mindset behind re-signing with Ring of Honor?
Ah, man, I mean, we just, you know, we've been here so long and just watching it grow like it has. It will be almost like jumping ship, man. Like, we just want to stay here and grow this, and get it, you know, as big as we can, man. Like, I mean, it took off, you know, in the past year, and it's only getting bigger, man. So, you know, we're in a good place, man, and we get to stay home on the farm and do our thing here, so... So it's, you know, I mean, Ring of Honor's home for us, man. So, I mean, you know, we just felt like that was the thing to do, and that's the decision we made. So,
I ask you this question as a man who is not a farmer. I'm many things, but I'm not a farmer. There's something about farmers where, I'll just give you an example of Brock Lesnar. This guy is making millions of dollars a year. He's made millions of dollars a year for years now. He was UFC champion, he's been WWE champion, he's gone all over the world, huge superstar. At the end of the day, he loves his farm. What is it about the farm that no matter what you do in your life, that's still your love? Farming.
I don't know, man. That's a good question. I mean, we just been brought up on it, you know, since we were old enough to walk, man. We've been in the chicken house helping dad and everything, and it's just part of us, I guess. You know, it just don't feel right to leave it.
Is it the hard work? Is it that you're producing something that other people, you're helping feed families? What is it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess a little bit of all that, but it's just kind of don't know, it's like what God put us here to do, man. Like, be farmers and be tag team wrestlers. So that's just kind of what we do, man. I mean, you know, we don't mind it, man. It's just, I mean, it gets to be a pain sometimes, you know, getting up early and picking up 100-dead chickens. But it's what it is, man. I mean, it's just what we do.
Now, what about the youngins? Have you got them out there on the farm working already?
Yeah, well, my 6-year-old boy, he's about ready now, so he's not real big on it. I mean, you know, we try to get him out there, but, man, you should see him wrestle, though. We got a wrestling ring at Mom and Dad's house, and he loves to get in there. And we got a picture of him when he was 3 years old. He was already climbing through the top rope, so now he's pretty much doing springboards and everything, man.
Is the Sandy Fork Dojo in operation right now? Is there any information?
It's in the pre-planning stages, man. We're trying to get everything right. We got a building and we got a ring. We just need to find the time to put it all together and make something happen.
Now, obviously, we talked about the tag team match, but what do you think would happen if you brought Rhett Titus, Kenny King, and the Young Bucks out to the farm and put them to work? Which team would last longer?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I mean, between the, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, the Young Bucks might get a little crazy and want to super kick the chickens or something, man, so we could be having that. And, man, that's, you know, they probably hang in there a little while, man. But, I mean, it gets dusty in there. It gets stinking in there. You got to be in for the long haul. You got to grind it out. So I don't know how long they would last.
I want to do some name association here. I don't think we've ever done that with you guys. I'm gonna name a couple of Ring of Honor performers, and I want you to tell me your first thoughts when you hear these guys' names. And we'll start with the champion, Jay Lethal.
Man. I mean, he's the man that ended the streak, you know. I mean, I got to give him his credit. I mean, I let the, you know what I mean, maybe down the road. I mean, we're doing the tag team thing right now, but I'd like to get another crack at him, that's for sure. But, I mean, you can't take them away from him, man. He's a great champion.
The challenger, AJ Styles.
He's the man. I mean, he's the best pro wrestler in the world, if you ask me. And going to be a hell of a match between them two, man. I can't wait to see it.
Hanson.
I'm sorry?
Hanson. Half of War Machine.
I'm sorry. Let me roll this one up. Who was that? I'm sorry.
Hanson, one half of the War Machine.
Oh, he's a monster, man. He's a monster. Him and Bro. I mean, he's a monster, you know, and he's really come into his own over the past year or so. And I think they've got they're gonna get the Kingdom all they want in the tag team title match tomorrow. So it's gonna be a hell of a match.
Dalton Castle.
Okay, that boy is something else. That's about all I got to say about that.
How would he do on the farm?
I'm sorry?
How would he do on the farm?
Well, see, we ain't got no peacock. That's the thing. I mean, maybe if it was a peacock farm, he would be right at home. But we just got 30 old chickens, man, so I don't know. You know what I mean? I know he likes peacocks, but I don't know how good he would get along with the chickens.
Silas Young calls himself the last real man, which is not a direct shot at you two boys, but he says he's the last real man. How? What are your thoughts on Silas Young? How long would he last on the farm?
I think Silas would last a little while, man. I mean, he's a tough old boy. I think he'd last a little while. He's, you know, he got his catchphrase, the last real man. We got ours, man, up, so, I mean, you know, he'd last a little while. He'd go, you know, to the nail, picking up their chickens. See if it would last the longest. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the experience would, I think we'd get it.
What about the Beer City Bruiser?
Well, he's about like Silas. You know, he's a tough old boy, and he's, you know, see, we got a rule, though. You can't start drinking beer until you get all the work done in the chicken house. So I don't know if he would, so he might try to start a little early on us, and you know, alcohol and chickens don't really mix. So it's best to start drinking after you get out the house.
Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish.
out of the tag team. That's the one tag team that we never beat.
And, you've never beaten them ever?
And, I mean, they're... I'm sorry?
You've never beaten them ever?
Nope, we're 0-5 against them, man, and I'm ashamed to say, but...
Wow.
So hopefully down the road we'll get another shot at them, but yeah, I mean, they pretty much got our number right now. The last time we had the belts, they were the team to beat us, and we've never been able to get them back. So we kind of, you know what I mean, we kind of got them in our sights, man. We love to face them again and try to get a win.
What are your goals for 2016? I mean, is it to continue on? I mean, obviously, you've got a lot of stuff to do around your home, but obviously, I think most guys would love to get a shot. New Japan and Ring of Honor have got a working agreement right now. It looks like the Jay Lethal Michael Elgin match is going to take place at the Tokyo Dome. Is Japan in your sights, or is just the international travel and the time away just too much?
Well, when our kids were first born, man, because we were doing Noah back in the day, and when they were first born and little babies, you know what I mean, we kind of stayed home for a little bit. But right now, currently, where we're at right now, man, trying to get back to being the best tag team in the world, Japan is very much in our sights, and New Japan is very much in our sights, and hopefully we can make something work out. And other than that, just getting the Ring of Honor tag team titles back.
I've got my first baby on the way here in 3 months, and everybody's like,
congratulations, man.
Thank you. And everyone's like, oh, you know, you don't know what you're in for here. So I guess my question to you is, once the baby's turned 3, 4, 5, are you itching to get out of the house? Is that the idea?
Well, I mean, shoot, they're in the early stages, man. You're just trying to, you're just hoping to get sleep, man. I mean, as far as we went, man, because, I mean, it gets kind of tough, sleep is something that's hard to come by when they're real young. But, yeah, once they start growing up a little bit, they start getting into the swing of things, and, they're good now. They know their daddies and everything, and it ain't no big deal if we go out for a little bit and come back, Yeah, they're for a while, man. It's kind of tough to leave them when they're so small and so, you know what I mean? The wife is, she's having a rough time with them. And there's a lot of work, man, when they're young. But now they're starting to get older, so I think we can hit the road again.
When you, I mean, your oldest, the oldest of the clan, I think you said was about 5 years old. Does this youngster kind of know what's going on? I mean, if, let's just say, God forbid that you guys don't win the match tomorrow night. I mean, do you come home and have to break the news to them, or are they devastated? Do they not care? Do they know the score? Is this Santa Claus?
Oh man, no, shoot, he will be devastated if we don't win. They all get upset. My oldest daughter is the worst, man. Like, she won't even watch the match until the very end. Like, when we, if we're on TV or something, she won't even watch the match till the very end. And if we won, then she'll say, okay, now you can rewind it and we can watch it. But
wow.
We're actually going to be there. We got the whole crew coming. Well, my whole crew's coming. I think Mark and his wife is bringing maybe the youngest baby, but all three of mine's going to be in the house tomorrow night. So they're going to be right up front and center hoping, So it's hoping, we got a lot to work for tomorrow night, man.
Man, they should sell tickets to sit in the Briscoe's area, because I've been at shows where the whole Briscoe clan is there enjoying the show, and it's something to see. Stand by, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ring of Honor Final Battle takes place on Friday on pay-per-view. Briscoes versus the Young Bucks versus the All Night Express, as well as the main event of Jay Lethal versus AJ Styles for the world title. A bunch of other great matches as well. Jay Briscoe is joining us. And very quickly, Jay, before we go, let's get some plugs in for your social media, whatever that might be.
I really don't even get on there no more, man. I think they might have hooked one up for me, but it's, they might put stuff on there, but I ain't even got time to get on there no more.
Well, our plugs will be the ROH Final Battle pay-per-view instead, which, of course, is taking place tomorrow. Jay, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Good luck to you and your brother tomorrow. And, of course, we'll be talking all about it tomorrow as well. We'll have Adam Cole on the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're out of time. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.